And we have an abundance of Group 1 races, but the big gun is the Longines Queen Elizabeth. And in the race, we've got a Dabe, Sir Dragonette, Mugger 2, Think It Over, Darlasan, Moonga, and Very Elegant, who was bred by our next guest, Don Goodwin in New Zealand. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, mate. I've got to say, you're about to fly to Sydney.
Yep, tomorrow morning.
You must be wrapped with just getting the bubble opening, mate, so you can come over and see a race again.
Absolutely wrapped. You're right there. And thanks to all the rain in Sydney, the meeting got put back a week. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
How frustrating has it been for you, Don?
Oh, well, I did say, you know, when you get to my age, 82, and you've got a horse in the Melbourne Cup, and you can't go over and see it, it is a bit pissing off, I can tell you.
Now, Don, in regard to Very Elegant, you bred her. Tell us about the sire Zed. Not really, well, starting to get well known now, thanks to her and a couple of others.
Well, yeah, I was in him right from the start. Friends of mine bred him out of Emerald Dream by Seville, and they raced the Emerald Dream. The card is it's Joe Murrah Bloodstock, and I got involved with him. I bought in a couple of shares in him early on, and we raced him, but he broke down. But he could gallop, I'll tell you. He was as good a galloper as Very Elegant, but he never got a chance to prove it. He's only 15.3 high. They put him at 15.3.5 in the book, but I think they had 6 shoes on him.
He is a marvel, so, Zed, and he's produced this mare. Was she always going to be good, do you think, when she was born? Could you spot something special in her, Don?
Not when she was born. She was always a nice filly. But the mare has thrown all her foals are very nice. She's not ever thrown one that's not a really nice foal growing through to a yearling. Yeah. They've all been nice and quite consistent. Although she wasn't as big as her older brother, Very Flash, as a foal. And he's getting up near 17 hands now, but he's a year older. But, you know, she grew into herself, and I picked her to be very good before she'd been to a trial or anything.
Don, yes. Don, I was just going to bring up her. I mean, she raced in New Zealand Very Elegant only a couple of times, and they, you know, brought her to Australia. She's just been so good right through her racing life, hasn't she?
Yes, she, the first race was at T. Rapa over 1,200. And she drew the ace on the first race, and the late July it was.
Yeah.
And she was paying 33s. And I put a bit on her.
I was just going to say, do you have a decent bet, Don? Do you open up?
It was pretty good, yeah. I had well covered in the place. 7 horses in the field, and I got over $5 for a place, so it didn't do too bad.
Because she runs second to Cyber Attack, but then she won her next two. Did you back her at Rua Kar-Kar and Matter Matter?
Yep. I sure did.
And then she came to Australia. Was it disappointing you lost her early, or are you happy just to be able to watch her race in good races in Australia?
At my age and as an old pensioner and the money we got, there was nothing wrong with that. The bird in the bush is worth two in the hand, mate.
Yeah. Her runs, she's always at the highest level. I reckon, Don, one challenge for Don Goodwin and your wife coming over and the like is beating a Dabe. A lot of people just want to beat a Dabe this year.
Well, we've done it once and he's beaten us twice.
Yeah.
In fair and square both times, still, I have to say. So, yep. I did say to Chris Lawler quite a little while ago that, you know, when we knew a date was coming, I said, well, we know about him now. We didn't know much about him last time. And Chris said to me, you're dead right. And first out, he beats him. So this year we haven't gone to 2,400 and back to 2,000.
It's been a build-up, hasn't it? 14, 16, yeah. 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000. Mm. And 3 weeks between the last two races. Last time she had three races and 3 weeks. So I got one a week apart, then 2 weeks. And, of course, her last program over there in the Apollo, she ran fourth.
Yeah.
This year she ran third. In the 2001, she ran second to a D. This year she ran first. The Chipping Norton, she ran second to Taoko Shark.
Yeah.
This year she won it first. And then she ran second to a D. This year she won it. And so she's going one better each start.
She is.
That point.
I think the exciting thing, Don, and you can relate, watching it on TV, the Randvet, her last start, the battle was on. It was just a thrilling race, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, James, she was brilliant. The best she's ever jumped from the barrier. She tucked in beside him on just on the outside edge and where she really wanted to be. And James didn't go on the corner this time.
No.
He was aware of how good it was.
Yeah.
And he sat and sat and sat, then he went. Bam.
Don, in regard to breeding Very Elegant, being in the ownership of Very Elegant, watching from New Zealand, coming over tomorrow to be a part of day two of the championships, you're living the dream, really, aren't you? You might be in your 80s, but you love it. I can hear it.
Yeah, well, you can't help but love it, can you?
Do you get people in the street saying you're the bloke who bred Very Elegant?
Well, the area we live in is a beachside suburb, and I doubt whether many people here would know it, even at the restaurants and bars we go to pretty regularly. But that's just part of the game, you know.
Hang on, Don.
And I don't mind flying over the radar.
You're in your 80s and you're going out to the nightclubs, is that right?
Not nightclubs, no.
Just out to the pubs for tea, are you?
Oh, we eat at restaurants a bit, yeah. Drink the odd wine.
That's all you can do. Enjoy it, mate. It's a huge build-up. There's big billboards around Sydney and Melbourne promoting the race that the owners of Sir Dragon A have put together. There's a huge thing. We can't wait to see you in Sydney, Don. I know it's been a while since you've travelled over. We wish you the best in that travel tomorrow, and good luck with the horse that you bred. She's an absolute star, Very Elegant, and I hope she runs right up to her best.
Well, I have to say that everyone's saying Adib, Very Elegant, but don't forget Sir Dragon Hay. He's a very, very good horse.
There's no doubt about it. It's a race with seven in it, and anything can happen. I don't know who's going to lead the race, but there's a lot of intrigue. Hey, Don, safe travels. We'll see you at Randwick on Saturday. Thanks for your time, mate.
Okay, mate. And watch for Chris. And if she's paying over $2.50, smatter.
Go and have a go. Okay, good on you, Don. Don Goodwin, 82 years of age. He bred Very Elegant. He's got the desire to come to Sydney. Now the bubble is over, that New Zealand travelling bubble. He and his wife will be at Randwick on Saturday. The track, Randwick, at the moment, soft five, maybe a few showers tomorrow afternoon. More on that race and others after our news.